This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It wasn't a big headline, Lee, but it was a telling one. From about a week ago, over Christmas, is Nick Shirley's video was really hitting critical mass about the Somali fraud. And the attorney general of the post-American territory of Washington warned YouTubers, warned folks on X, don't investigate Somali fraud here or I will arrest you for a hate crime. Well, that was curious. Nobody's really said there's any Somali fraud in Washington yet. Maybe we should look there. But look what this person's saying, this attorney, Democrat attorney general. If you investigate Somali fraud, I will have you, not them, you arrested for a hate crime. That right there is the future of Americans under Democrats. You will absolutely submit to fraud if the group of people committing it is a preferred Democrat Party group of oppressed. You know what we're watching right now, Lee? We are watching classic Marxism. Yes. America's never seen it before, and they were deprived of an education on it, so they don't know what they're seeing.
Right.
In Marxism, and I've been through this with you guys so many times on the show, the Battleground Podcast, a classic Chinese and Russian Marxism. If you are of a preferred political class, as the Somalis are, they're immigrants, they're Democrat voters, you can commit crime if you're an oppressed class member. And literally, the communist Chinese divided all of society, every single person, into 10 classes, 5 oppressor classes, 5 oppressed classes. You can beat someone to death, assault them, rape them, rob them, if they are a member of the oppressor class and you are a high-ranking member of the oppressed class. It's not crime. That's what we're looking at. And Americans don't recognize it. They don't understand. They just don't get what they're seeing. This is why Democrats keep saying what sounds like bizarre to us things, Lee, but they're Somali. Don't talk about it. But it's fraud. Yeah, but if they're Somali, it's okay. What? Oppressed oppressor. Classic Marxism. This is why this woman in a car thought she could ram an ICE officer. She is from an oppressed class.
This is a malignant culture. It is classic Marxism. It would be allowed in the Soviet Union. It would be allowed in Maoist China. There's a great video you should watch it. Lily Tang put it up. She was born there in China. And it's a recreation from a documentary. And it's literally the Chinese Communist Party dragging out members of the oppressor classes onto the stage and inviting members of the oppressed classes to come up and beat them to death. That happened. That is what you're looking at. It's low key. It hasn't metastasized yet, but it will if we don't stop it. Let me give you an example of it. There's no violence here with this one, Lee, yet, but it's what's going on in Minnesota. Headline, Breitbart. Everyone should read this article. Minnesota Democrats blocked auditors from tackling avalanche of Somali fraud and blacklisted the whistleblower. So what this is a RICO-style conspiracy, Lee, within the Democrat government there to facilitate fraud by an oppressed class of highly valuable Democrat voters. The Somali-dominated Democrat political machine in Minnesota successfully silenced hundreds of government experts who tracked the huge flow of taxpayer funds through Somali-run businesses, a top Minnesota Republican told the House yesterday. Okay, up to 1,000 government auditors, accountants, program managers were silenced by Democrat threats, according to Minnesota House Representative Marion Rarick in the House hearing. The most severe one was that they would be fired with cause so they couldn't have unemployment insurance. They would be blacklisted from all state agencies, including Hennepin County, Ramsey County. As you know, those are Democrat run. They evenly did searches of their government emails to look for words like fraud.
And we all know what would have happened if these had been Republicans that had made.
Oh, FBI boot through the door, all of that.
Yeah.
All of that. Now, listen to how bad this got, because here's where you can see the classic Marxism I'm talking about. That hasn't metastasized the violence yet, but began to yesterday in Minneapolis. Because this is crazy stuff. Their collective message has been completely consistent. You do not speak of fraud. Listen to this. Since January, their expressed fear of retaliation has intensified under an avalanche of fraud in Minnesota. Okay, their numbers have grown from 480 that's Minnesota Department of Human Services employees, both current and former, to over 1,000 across multiple state agencies. These are people in the group behind the whistleblower X account. And they've come out and they've begged, like, somebody, anybody, please stop the fraud. We've tried. We can't. They've explained they live in constant fear of retaliation. One only has to look at what happened to Faye Bernstein to understand why. Ms. Bernstein, a former compliance specialist whose job it was to track fraud, in a December Newsweek article stated, Minnesota Department of Human Services functions in the opposite matter. Employees who suggest improvements or heaven forbid report fraud then face significant retaliation. The messenger is shot. Listen to what happened to her. She alerted the Minnesota DHS offices of sloppy contracting practices that were not legally compliant, talking about Somali fraud. And she says she was escorted out of the building, faced lengthy investigation, got criminal trespass charges from all Minnesota Department of Human Services owned and leased properties, and received an involuntary transfer to another agency, all for saying, hey, it looks like there's a little fraud here. So today she says, if someone asks me, should I report fraud? Talking about in Minnesota, I say, no, it's career suicide plus a whole lot more. She says they will pursue you criminally. This is what I'm talking about, that Maoist Marxism, where, no, this is a preferred group of oppressed. They can commit crime. You must allow it, or you yourself will face violence and retaliation. Listen to how bad it got.
It was discovered that in some, this is from the testimony before Congress yesterday, some targeted employees or suspected whistleblowers' personnel files had pictures of their homes and their cars. They also described the supervisors asked them questions. This is in retaliation for questioning fraud. They described the supervisors asked them questions about their families that to them felt like a threat. One example was, we need to know where your kids go to school and where their bus stops are.
No, they don't.
Can you imagine? This is like a regime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the USSR.
It's an interrogation.
It is. She says, Department of Human Services in Minnesota, there use surveillance programs to surveil employees' emails and chat and other communications, looking for keywords like fraud, double billing, underspending, and overpayments.
So this type of thing you would expect maybe in Venezuela or Gaza.
Yes. Now, keep in mind, like, what were they doing, okay, when they are literally criminally persecuting their own fraud detection specialist? What are they doing? They're helping Somalis in the Democrat Party steal from federal taxpayers. Because, again, and this is kind of confusing to some people, yes, you apply for these benefits, these daycare, the daycare funds, all of that from the state of Minnesota, but it's federal funds. There is some state funds in there, too. But it's mainly federal funds. Same with the transport companies. By the way, do you know there's over 1,000 of those transport companies just in Minnesota that are owned by Somalis?
No. I doubt there's a whole lot of transporting going on.
Oh, there's not.
There's just transporting of federal funds into their bank accounts. That's probably about the limit of the transport going on.
So there's, because there's a new, I'll get into that in a minute. But So yesterday, so many of these officials testified Tim Walz absolutely knew about the massive embezzlement going on. So this is Democrat Party, Democrat government working together with the Somalis to persecute their own fraud auditors and terrorize them literally with threats against their own families and arrest for trespassing just for bringing up fraud in order to facilitate the theft of $9 billion, probably more from the American people. By the way, Dave, the guy who did a lot of the digging here for Nick Shirley, he says he thinks the number for Minnesota alone is $80 billion in fraud. So naturally, Governor Tim Walz was very happy to talk about something different yesterday.
Of course he was.
Yeah. Including saying that protesting ICE is a patriotic duty. Him and Mayor Fry, who I expect also will eventually be indicted, for the fraud and their involvement in it. Doubling down yesterday when they should have been calling for calm, calling this murder. Hasn't even been an investigation yet.
This is beginning to sound like an insurrection, Tara.
It is. It's a classic insurrection. It's a Marxist insurrection. Marxism is a culture, not just the form of government. This is a Marxist culture. American people need to begin to understand what they're looking at. It's not your fault. You've just never seen it before. They didn't teach you about it in school because they didn't want you to know so they could try it again.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Remember, because I do you remember back when Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca was paid $20 million by the Russian oligarch Yelena Batorina? Let me repeat that. Because this, I have a lot more toxic trolls listening to me now, and I think you liberals are probably hearing this for the first time. Yeah, your president was a Putin puppet. Do you remember when Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca was paid $20 million by the Russian oligarch Yelena Batorina? She was asked, what was that for? Yeah, real estate advice. Real estate advice? Yeah. When her brother, who was her spokesperson, was asked by the UK Daily Mail, what were y'all buying from Hunter for $20 million? He said, yeah, access to America. Can't she just apply for a visa? Access to America. And what followed was interesting. Like the part where Joe Biden invited Vladimir Putin to do a small invasion of Ukraine. Not a big one. Small invasion would be okay, he said. Well, yesterday we found out what it would be like to have a president who wasn't a Putin puppet, who wasn't under investigation for the by the IRS agents who were muzzled for money laundering and taking money from our enemies. Which enemies? China and Russia mainly. Boy, could you tell who our enemies and friends were yesterday, couldn't you? Donald Trump, in a pretty big, how shall I say this, ding-a-ling contest with Vladimir Putin. And folks, it got my blood pressure up yesterday because I've never seen Vladimir Putin back down ever from a confrontation. NATO keeps flying in there and bombing civilians and killing them in Russia, including children. And Putin always responds. He flies right back into Ukraine. And he usually will hit targets that are legitimately military. And then our media goes wild and says Putin's on a bombing run for no reason. Well, no, it's because NATO just bombed him, killed civilians, got to respond. And it goes on and on and on and on. Well, what you could see yesterday was that the Euroweenies really don't want an end to this war. In fact, they panicked because it started to look like Trump was giving Vladimir Putin a real beatdown. I was really worried because, like I said, I've never seen Putin back off. We pursued that ship. We picked it up. We boarded it. We picked it up, even though it was flanked by a Russian submarine. And almost every news story said other Russian vessels, but not which ones. That was a true test of American will yesterday. And Putin figured, well, Americans always talk tough, but they always back down. Let me do what I want. What does he want? To continue running the 1,000 ghost vessel ships in which he is moving sanctioned oil, his
Iran's and China's and Venezuela's as well around the world. And the way he behaved yesterday, panicking over that boat, sending the submarine to protect it, challenging us to leave it alone. I was really afraid we're going to have hostilities, but we eventually ended up boarding and taking possession of it in another one. We're currently looking at it. We're currently investigating it. See this yesterday? Might have missed it in all the chaos. Britain, the UK, had meetings to decide whether to intervene. The UK did on Putin's behalf yesterday. What was the logic there? Well, if Trump got into hostilities with Putin, Putin might retaliate by hitting Europe or in Ukraine. Wait, the UK, the Euroweenies were considering intervening to stop Trump from interdicting the ship, the Russian ship that carries the sanctioned oil? Yeah. Well, because if Russia can't move the oil, they can't continue the war in Ukraine. They got to continue. Who's going to launder the money? They got to launder the money. Here's the headline, and the situation's obviously diffused now. UK and Europe officials fear a U.S. attempt to seize the vessel could provoke retaliation against them from Moscow. They were plotting what to do as the ship went by the UK. In other words, to get in between Trump and Russia. This tells you everything you need to know about who is on what side. Folks, look at the swamp. What is Trump doing right now? Well, we got a blockade that he got a legal court order for. Why? Because he's actually enforcing the swamp sanctions. Sanctions on Venezuelan oil, Russian oil, oil going into Chinese coffers, Iranian oil. Swamp put the sanctions on. What does the swamp do when Trump enforces them? By the way, using the exact penalties, that's what allows the blockade, that are in the sanctions that majorities of Democrats and Republicans voted for and that Obama, Biden, and Trump approved. The swamp freaked. They don't want those sanctions enforced. Why? Well, it might end the Ukraine war, for one. I mean, who's going to get the kickbacks if, as the New York Times admits, tens of billions of dollars has been stolen by Vladimir Zelensky's inner circle? How will they get to kickbacks if Putin runs out of oil money to fight the war? I mean, this is a crisis. Trump called their bluff bigly. And you want to know how big a hit this was on Putin yesterday? Folks, if you know me, I've been like violently opposed to this war. This is a foreign entanglement we do not need. We got used by the Euroweenies the second we stopped pumping printed cash in there. The second we stopped going into debt slaving our grandkids to pump the money in there so they could all launder it and steal it. What happened? The Euroweenies stepped up, used their own money. We never had to send that money. It's a money laundering operation. You could clearly see yesterday the panic everywhere because Trump put such a hurt on Vladimir Putin, it might actually end the war. That's what caused the panic. Who's the real Putin puppet? I don't know, but do you know what happened yesterday? Russia threatened to assassinate Donald Trump. You ever see them threaten to assassinate Joe Biden? They don't seem to care about that. Wonder why they don't care about assassinating Joe Biden. Super weird. You know, the guy who received his family received the $20 million bribe via Rosemont Seneca. China's asking you liberals, wait a minute. Wasn't Trump supposed to be the Putin puppet? Because yesterday, prominent Russian military bloggers, i.e. leadership, calling for the assassination of President Trump. Member of the Russian Duma, Alexei Zurilev, called for the Russian Navy to attack and sink U.S. Coast Guard cutters. He also demanded the murder of President Trump. Ever saw that happen to Biden? But then I guess Putin doesn't own Trump, so it's a different deal.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Texter writes to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I guess cops do shoot white people. Of course they do. In fact, the majority of unarmed people year after year in FBI stats shot by police are white. But the woman shot yesterday in Minnesota was not unarmed. What happens, folks, when a political party spends a year radicalizing their base against ICE agents with increasingly unhinged rhetoric? You get what happened yesterday. Here's Scott Jennings in today's first epic rant.
It strikes me that we are undergoing an epidemic of political vigilantism right now. Why are people showing up in vehicles, in convoys, not just in Minneapolis, but all over the country, in an effort to obstruct lawful federal law enforcement activities? This is not an isolated incident. We have had hundreds of car rammings against ICE agents all over the country. According to DHS, this lady in this car today, along with other vehicles, had been tracking ICE agents around. Why are people believing that they can drive their car into a federal law enforcement situation and that is an appropriate thing to do? I understand they don't like the fact that these agents are enforcing existing immigration law. But that's not how we change laws in this country. If you don't like a law, you talk to the politicians. You don't drive your car into the middle of a building or a law enforcement situation that's being occupied by the people who are simply there to enforce the law. If I don't like how much the IRS is charging me in taxes, I don't drive my car into the Treasury Department, try to run somebody over. I call my congressman. Political vigilantism is being encouraged by Democratic officials like the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, Peggy Flanagan, who earlier this year told people to, quote, put your bodies on the line, and Tim Walz calling these guys Gestapo all year. What do you think happens when you radicalize a base of people about this?
It does strike me, Scott.
Yeah, the woman killed here was a victim of liberal lies. Endless liberal lies. But this idea that if you're liberal and you're mad, you can ram an ICE agent, that's got to be ripped out by the roots. It's got to be. Or we're going to have a big problem in this country. When you read what actually happened yesterday, I can't play this enough times. This is getting completely buried by the mainstream media. Here's Kristi Noem.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement were carrying out lawful operations here in Minneapolis. Because of the adverse weather that Minneapolis has seen in recent snow, one of the vehicles became stuck and ensnared in the snow. Law enforcement were attempting to push out this vehicle, and when a mob of agitators that were harassing them all day began blocking them in, shouting at them, and impeding law enforcement operations. ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands. She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle, and she attempted to run a law enforcement officer over. This appears as an attempt to kill or to cause bodily harm to agents, an act of domestic terrorism.
Yeah, very clearly. You can see that in the video. The third video that was released, in the first one, you can't really see if she even hit him or not. And the left's running with that. The local news released the third video, and I've retweeted it for you. I would welcome you. Pull it up on a laptop or a big computer screen so it's big. Then put it on slow play. I did this last night for our kids because they were very interested in this. We love to watch cop videos together, the whole family. We love donut operators, our favorite. And I pulled it up and just slowed it down and I let them watch it. And I didn't say anything. Just wanted to see the reaction. My daughter went, oh, she tried to kill him. You know why? She hit him. With that car, hard. His body goes flying backwards, bottom first, making almost like a U. It's like, boom. I was actually shocked by how hard she hit him. She hit him full on before he recovered and opened fire. And you can see it in that second video. But if you're just watching it on social media, even the small version of it, and you're watching it slow, you can't see it. Blow it up. Anybody would have opened fire. Anybody. But Todd Pyro, Fox News, who is a former federal prosecutor, made a point. This woman and these protesters are not just protesting immigration law they don't like. She was blowing off a whole nother set of laws she felt shouldn't apply to her.
Despite the outcry from the left, Jonathan, the facts are simple and clear. When an officer tells you to get out of your vehicle after you block traffic and impede their work, that is not a suggestion. It is the law. You get out. And legally speaking, Jonathan, this can be considered an assault by the driver who's using a vehicle as a deadly weapon so long as that agent is put in reasonable fear of imminent harm. Is that your read, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm really glad you made that point about the lawful order for her to get out of the car, because at that point, under the law, she was not free to leave. And instead of submitting to their lawful authority, she drove towards an officer. And when you look at the video.
Yep. So this is the left asserting their right to break as many laws as they like. But folks, the scale of this, and you got to really understand what set this up, okay? What's so astonishing to me, this particular ICE agent was hospitalized last year after another left-wing lunatic hit him and dragged him. So you got to look at the mentality of the person who's being hit too. To him, this is full-on murder. It's how they do it. And they do it all the time. Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Today alone, in this country, there have been four different domestic terrorist attacks on federal officers by the ramming of vehicles. Three of them happened here in Minneapolis. We've seen over 100 of these vehicle rammings happen in just recent weeks, and this must stop. ICE alone is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats against all of them. In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June. He sustained injuries at that time as well.
Folks, that is astonishing. Let me repeat. Hundreds of car rammings in recent weeks. That's a war. That is just using your car as a weapon for violence. Three that day alone in Minnesota. So these agents know the liberals who stalk them will try, if they get a chance, to run them over with their cars. They know that. This agent has experienced that. And yet somehow he was supposed to be cool with being hit for the second time in a year by a liberal lunatic. You know what this is? This is just more of them demanding the right to not have laws apply to them. Folks, as Scott Jennings says, can you imagine? Well, I don't like IRS agents. I think I'll hit one with my car. You're going to prison. You're going to prison. You're done. But can you imagine if when the federal agents, with what turned out to be manipulated evidence, showed up at Mar-a-Lago to arrest Trump? Can you imagine if he had resisted and they shot him? I'm left to be cheering and telling us no one is above the law. Well, what they mean is, except them. Folks, our foreign policy is changing so fast, I can't keep track of it. U.S. withdrawing from 66 international organizations is fantastic. Many of them UN organizations. As Donald Trump does something really cool. Legislation championed by Lindsey Graham, but it's still good. Greenlighting a Russian sanctions bill. That's what Trump did yesterday, paving the way for 500% tariff passed by Congress on countries supporting Moscow, i.e. buying the Russian oil. You know what this is? This is put up or shut up. This is stop pretending that you're against Russia invading Ukraine. I'm telling you, folks, these same Congress members that want to send another $200 billion of printed dollars, your children's future, printed and borrowed over there so it can be laundered by everyone but your grandma, stolen by Ukrainian oligarchs, these same people, they're not going to want to sanction this oil. They're not going to want to sanction Russia. Not at a 500%. You know why? Russia's not going to be able to fight the war. But what does this do? This is what's so brilliant about this. Trump greenlights Russian sanctions bill, paving the way for 500% tariff. This is put up or shut up. If you're really against Russia, you vote for this. Because it'll end the war, and they're not going to want to end the war. That's the bluff here. But what does this actually do? Who is this actually aimed at? China. Because if you sanction anybody moving or buying the Russian oil, who are you really hitting? China. Half of Russia's oil is bought by China. Oops. But whose oil is Russia moving on that 1,000-strong tanker fleet? Well, their own, but also Iran's and Venezuela's sanctioned oil. If you knock out the Venezuelan oil, because 60 to 90%, depending on the month, is bought by China, if you knock out the Iranian oil, 80% is bought by China, and you knock out the Russian oil with sanctions, guess what? 70% of the oil bought by China, they don't have it anymore. It's gone. It's gone. Which is fantastic. As Trump forces Venezuela in a deal that will force it to pay for its own reconstruction. See, Trump keeps the money from the $2 billion. There's going to be more tranches, apparently, of oil they're forced to give us. And then he can control what they do with it, meaning the communist government can't steal it from the people anymore. This is brilliant, which is why the deep state, the Euroweenies, And the neocons are going to hate it. You know why? It's going to solve all of these problems they keep profiting from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.